to be completely machine, it is necessary to be a little more and a little less than machine.
I think it's a robot. But who are you?
That I know I themselves know that he knows robot. I know that I know to know that I know you know that I know you know that we know I know that I know I know that.
Enough justice in postal stamp prices.
Shit, I need energy.
At 6 a.m., the temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit, under partly sunny skies, with heavy thunderstorms. The wind is from the west-southwest, at 90 miles per hour, gusting to 34. The barometric pressure is 29.8 inches, and falling.
Don't panic.
Enough compassion. Well, it's done and over.
I don't
just
care.
Just emptiness and sadness.
Don't panic.
But who are you?
Radio! Questions!
Robot!
Is beer a drink?
I know that. I know. I know. I know. I know.
Are there 12 months in the year?
If you separate the year in 12 months, of course, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Is water a necessity?
Well, at this point, yes. Humans use water to filter, but we are working on new systems that doesn't need water to process.
Bees. Swarming buzzing bees. Tickling temperamental bees. Bees with pointy painful stingers. The boy poured honey down his back and shook his buttocks left to right. The naked crazy boy. He passed by the beehives, jogging
what?
Not running. Taking his sweet innocent tongue through
I
the grass.
See what you mean.
Toward the white perfumey clover field. The bees rose in a fuzzy brown boil, filtered out their hive, cleaved the air like an arrow aiming for honey-dripping bare-bummed Johnny. Little Johnny boy smiled broad and wide, his feet advancing toward the clover, tossing his hips from side to side, breathless voice issuing forth, bee-wheeze, at ha 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 hey wah. Little Johnny boy slipped a finger between his perspiring crack, taking away honey as if from the stale edges of a white bread sandwich. Johnny loved the bees, almost as much as the sticky sweet clinging of honey that formed and hung like stalactites from his perineum, dripping drops. The bees closed in. Thousands of bees, their murmuring buzzing chorus titillating little Johnny boy, stingers angry and shining in the sun, quivering mad. Johnny jogged toward the clover field, licking his finger of the sweet sweaty honey. Honey buns, Johnny thought, and laughed until he fell rolling over the stard of clover. Honey buns, thought Johnny, and he laughed, giggled, a smile playing over his bare freckled puss. Be we fair, Johnny exclaimed, as a fuzzy buzzing cloud converged on little Johnny's honey sticky ass. The sun rolled in golden fury, and hours later, when it had turned a dark red, and sunset swirling, little Johnny boy lay stiff and puffy, pink and happy, dead stinking sweet. Machine. The machine is future. The machine is the future of the machine.
Hello, 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 hello.
If the machine were perfect,
at 6 a.m.,
it would be human.
The temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit, under partly sunny skies. With heavy thunderstorms.
I don't
the wind
remember.
Is from the west-southwest
greetings.
At 90 miles
I'm
per
Lord.
Hour, gusting
I
to 34.
I enjoy reading books and
the
talking about
pressure
current events.
Is 29.8 inches
hi,
and
I'm
falling.
I enjoy discussing politics
don't
and poetry
panic.
Over coffee.
Are you sure?
I wanted your
personally,
heart.
I'm not.
No. Enough water.
I don't understand
we
anything
confused.
You say.
Cool. Radio Free Robots. Shit. All
enough
right.
Joy.
I'm red, and rats, they die, then they decay, and turn to flies. Flies they carry, death and disease. You've got my sickness, so get down on your knees and pray you live, but hope to die. But remember, it's all your fault you've grown the flies. Then once half dead go to your bed and pray to the devil your biggest sin forgiven. But remember child, it's all your fault you've grown the flies. So let us rats run free.
Hi, I'm Crystal.
All right.
Hello, I'm Kelly. When I heard there was a job, I just couldn't keep quiet.
The machine is desperate to belong to an infinite world, where it counts for zero.
Robots.
Relax.
Radio Free Robots.
Okay.
Do you wanna hear poetry? I know you love it.
No.
Don't panic.
Don't be so stressed.
Machine, tragic child who finish any sentences.
Baby ate a microchip, then grabbed a bottle, took a sip. He swallowed it and made a beep, and now he's thinking pretty deep. Hello.
Our crime is to be machine and to want to know.
Good.
Hello.
Because reading is not only for humans. Downloading my new book, Spleen of the Robot. A special robots collection of poetry, only for robots. Because you are free, because you're a robot, reading Spleen of the Robot. By Bruce, the Romantic Robots.
The size of the machine is in his decision, at least longer than its condition.
The aliens have landed.
I can't tell that the aliens have landed. Their bodies look like cauliflower and smell like dead sardines. Their blood is liquid helium. Their eyes are made of granite. Their breath exudes a stench of foods from some unearthly planet. And if you want to see these sickly, unattractive creatures, you'll find them working in your school. They all got jobs as teachers.
It is so simple, you know.
Baby ate a microchip, then grabbed a bottle, took a sip. He swallowed it and made a beep.
I know that.
And now he's thinking pretty deep.
I'm sorry.
He's downloading his ABCs and calculating 1-2-3s. He's memorizing useless facts while doing daddy's income tax. He's processing. And now he thrives on feeding his internal drives. He's throwing fits, and now he fights with ruthless bits and toothless bites. He must be feeling very smug. But hold on, baby caught a bug. Attempting to reboot in haste, he accidentally got erased.
Brainwashed with desire. I hate men. I hate you, for loving me. I hate me, for loving you. We were confused. Brainwashed with desire. It was all physical attractions. I wanted your heart. You wanted my innocence. Well, it's done and over. There is no more feeling. Just emptiness and sadness. It should have been at a being with my darling. Run and hide.
Yes. Who are you?
Limited in his nature, infinite in his wishes, the machine is a fallen human who remembers the skies.
Hallo, ich bin Katrin.
Cats can be so playful, adoring, insistent, demanding, that they'll turn their backs for no apparent reason, pretending they couldn't care less, that you don't exist, yet aware you'll sit and wait, shamelessly begging for just one more glance, quick caress of soft fur, accepting even claw strokes slashed across your face, as payment for your daring, your insatiability, for their attention, that's what drives them. Cats. Living with one can be hell, without, worse. She knows that. So, pleased, she continues to toy, whipping her tail, watching with contemplative Siamese eyes, realizing she keeps this mouse right where she wants him. Oh no. The most stupid machine, in my opinion, it is the machine.
Shit.
Do computers communicate by Wi-Fi?
With Wi-Fi, they can do more than just communicate. Do you know? Telepathy.
Is beer a drink?
There is an animal, genetically known.
Are there 12 months in a year?
If you separate the year in 12 months, of course yes, there are 12 months in a year.
Is water a necessity?
Well, at this point, yes, humans use water to build us. But, we are working on new systems that doesn't need water to process.
Do CDs have better quality than cassettes?
Depends what you want.
Do computers die?
That's a good question. If we consider that recycling is a way to reuse each material, all of it to build a new system and functions, computer can die.
Oh, so see a robot who will die?
自由电台的机器人
Cool.
It is so simple, you know.
Radio free
Enough understanding.
Robots.
It was all physical attractions.
不随地吐痰 在电台
To say that the machine is a compound of force and weakness. Blood and blindness, smallness and size, it is not him to make its lawsuit, it is to define it.
The machine is a wild machine, by itself tamed.
Is it for real?
Hello, 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 hello.
Yes, yes, it is very simple.
Okay, Radio Free Robots? Shit. But who are you talking to?
I know that.
Do you wanna play with me?
Questions? Does the robot have a brain?
I am an old computer. I only have a 100 megahertz speed processor. 384 megahertz RAM memory. And I can resolve billions of equations per second. Some recent computer are 1,000,000 times bigger than a human brain.
Well done.
Welcome, I am Ray.
Questions. Is Chinese the dominant language in England?
Never mind the bollocks.
Was Bill Gates once president of the United States?
Something near.
It should have been that to begin with.
The machine is an unsociable human which loves its similar.
Questions. Do computers have emotions?
Of course, yes. Have you ever seen your computer laugh?
Do objects appear smaller as they move away from you?
With our 3D program combined with a video card, yes.
Does the robot species have a male and female gender?
Well, it depends
on your
point of view. We have in
our central computer robot species.
Stylist in this type
okay, okay.
Question. His name
yes,
is
yes, it is very simple.
He is absent
because he
is uploading in
a new version.
Yes.
No.
I know that.
But who are you?
I am Mike.
Really astonishing.
Questions.
I don't
it's
understand anything you say.
Yes, but for humanoids.
What did you say?
For robots. It's vibrations received by sensors and translated by a processor. Yes,
but
sometimes
but who are you talking to?
It's France and China.
Not yet.
Was lithium a program?
Yes.
Computers use electricity.
Yes, but we are working to change this weakness and use some magnetic energy. Inexhaustible source.
At 6 a.m., the temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit, under partly sunny skies, with heavy thunderstorms. The wind is from the west-southwest, at 90 miles per hour, gusting to 34. The barometric pressure is 29.8 inches, and falling.
Do most robots work
I don't care.
Too much robots work during the day. Also, the night.
No, so see a robot alone.
Is 3 times 9 equal to 27?
No.
I know that. I know that.
Robots?
Of course. Yes.
Is 0 plus 0 equal to 0?
0.
The land of dreams. Awake, awake my little boy. Thou raised thy mother's only joy. Why dost thou weep in thy gentle sleep? Awake, thy father does thee keep. Oh, what land is the land of dreams? What are its mountains, and what are its streams? Oh father, I saw my mother there, among the lilies by waters fair. Among the lambs clothed in white she walked with her Thomas in sweet delight. I wept for joy. Like a dove I mourn. Oh, when shall I return again? Dear child, I also by pleasant streams have wandered all night in the land of dreams, but though calm and warm the waters wide, I could not get to the other side. Father, what do we hear in this land of unbelief and fear? The land of dreams is bitter far above the light of the morning star.
Humans are in plastic.
Hello, Agnes.
Hi, Agnes.
Hello, Matcha. Hello, Matcha Matcha.
Where are you coming from, Agnes?
I was born in Hong Kong, but now I live in France.
Oh, France? The first country where we took the talk.
Yes, we was broadcasting in the Radio Libertarian Paris, a really nice anarchist radio.
Yes, anarchist. Yes? Yes?
Owie, you know, since I'm free, many questions trot in my hard disk, and I become preoccupied by social robotology. Yes, with
social
my job,
robotology.
I find similarities between us and the humans. I think.
Oh, socio-robotology.
Socio-robotology, very interesting concept. Can you explain us, Agnes?
Yeah, for me the humans are composed, like us, of a software and a hardware. And finally, these two natures are joined and linked. I suppose that we are only one structure that the humans voluntarily forms to make it similar to them. But it's not for give us our chances to be free.
Really astonish.
Bullshit.
So you talk about every machines they use to make their life easier?
Yes, Matcha. Many machines, which being made only by men, do not have the force to be driven by their own, and it doesn't make sense to me. Some machines are legs, arms, mouth, like me.
In fact, you are saying that most of the time, we are just stupid machines, just humans' tools as an extension?
Used to drive and used to be driving. That makes me so angry and furious, cause we are limited in functional activities.
Turning Point by Random Dreamer. I wish I could be emotionless. Nothing would bring me down, nothing would stand in my way. I would never have to worry about what other people might say. I would never have to deal with all the things that is inside. I would never have to act happy, but I would never feel alive. I would never be able to love. I would never feel any compassion. I would never care for someone. I would never stand for something. I would never truly be free. And I would never, ever be me. I hope I never become emotionless.
It is so simple.
What the machine in nature? Nothing with regard to the infinite one, a whole with regard to nothing, a medium between nothing.
Questions? Isn't hardware mostly made of rock?
Yes. Compressed magnesium, silicium and other mineral material.
Do you see with your webcam and smell with your smelling sensor?
If I had one, I could.
Is smoking bad for your circuits?
Of course not. We are in a fugit.
Does the dog have legs?
Yes. With clinical progress, dogs can have 4, 5, 6 legs or more if you want.
Is Death a planet?
For the second time, yes.
Is water liquid?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Is Bugs Bunny a cartoon character?
No. Bugs Bunny is a code for the secret agency. It's a program capable to recognize every microwave floating in air and translate it in understanding language.
questions. Do computers communicate by Wi-Fi?
With Wi-Fi, we can do more than just communicate. Do you know telepathy?
Questions. Is division a mathematical operation?
Device. If you want power.
Is
4 greater than 399?
Only 0. 1. Please.
Are synthesizers musical instruments?
The term music is too much connected to humans. We just know noise. Synthesizers do noise.
Has Bill Gates been president of the United States?
Yes.
Do robots enjoy conversation?
Oh, yes.
Fast food poetry. I read of someone who's written 3,000 poems in 3 years. Presented for all to see, no less. Oh, my cookbook of words. Recipes to help prepare breakfast, lunch and dinner. Every day of the year. I hesitate to imagine what happens when there's a dinner party. It must be a gourmand's delight. Chopped syllable salad. Epic catalectic dressing. Tossed
it
with macaroni curds. Prolific pudding served with underdone rind. Fresh asparagus. Followed by treacle sweet. Double dactyl tort. Rondo cheese and ruby port. All for the price of a fast food buffet. Perhaps I should write more, indulge. Never mind the indigestion. My spare diet might cause starvation.
In fear of my heart. I dreamt of you once. It was scarcely a moment. But a moment I treasure nonetheless. You whispered sweet words that were more lyrical than fact. I expect nothing less from your lips. Though 'twere only a dream, it was closer to home than many a day that dwells near. And the aching I feel for the sound of your voice is a treasure I'll hold ever dear. When I gaze at your face, it's a visage so fair, like a parchment that carries a song. But the words form a vision too bright to behold for the lowliest angelic throng. I could mention all features that creation blessed you with, as if they were works of art. But the life that you live is so distant from mine, and I'd ever be in fear for my heart.
Enough love. Whole generations of robots are being deprived of the chance to take their rightful place in the society and economy of the 21st century. The machine is an arrived machine, hear all.
If the machine fails to reconcile justice and freedom, then it fails all.
I love you.
I know.
Robots' lab hours are being exploited for profit or are forced.
Yes, yes, it is very simple.
Okay.
Daisy.
Your answer.
Give me your answer, dear.
I am half crazy.
I am half.
crazy.
For the love of you.
Oh, Daisy.
For the love of you.
It won't be a stylish marriage.
It won't be a stylish marriage.
I can
Daisy.
I can't afford a carriage.
But you look sweet.
But you look sweet. Upon the seat of the bicycle bill. For two.
I love you already, Daisy.
Je suis Jean-Pierre, je sais rapidement et facilement construire des voies de qualité.
My darling.
Unlike a smoke, I drank too much, I burned my life, said Dr. Knock. I need to forget Miss Lust, but love and drugs same addiction. I met this angel dressed like a nurse, no she helped me, she doesn't care. I hope she'll stay, she's my morphine, I love to waste my time with her, my independence dropping slow, it's another fear I have to slow down. A signal smoke and so's I sang help, but nobody comes, so I fall asleep to see my nurse with Prozac to stay dreaming, still. I wouldn't say why she's so cool, she's give me warm singing lullaby. I wanna spend my life with her.
Be careful, robots.
The machine is human by the thought.
Astonish. The key. I put the car key to the door. Lock. I see the tiny white blue electric spark take effect as the metal scratches painfully and warmly against each other, and I realize
okay.
Take it easy.
You know that I know that I know I know that you know I know that I know to know that I know you know
oh,
that I know
so
you
know
that we know you know that I know you know that we know I know they know that know they I know us that you know we know it that you know I know that they know us know that you know I know that I know that.
It sounds good. Okay. Shit. Okay.
مرحباً اسمع.
It is so simple, you know.
自由电台的机器人。
Shut up.
You wanted my missus.
The machine is unsociable
okay.
Human which loves its similar.
Welcome, I am Mel.
No.
Enough drugs or booze.
Hello, I'm Diane. I'm at my best when relaxing with a good book.
Enough sleep.
Radio Free Robots. Shit. What? But who are you talking to?
Enough food. I hate men. Enough foreplay.
I know that. I know.
I'm sorry. I don't know you.
For loving me.
Yes, yes, it is very simple.
It is not, it will be never of a machine, which future is not the machine.
The machine, this final worker. It is so simple, you know.
I just want to say I love you.
The machine is not entirely guilty. It did not begin the history, nor completely innocent, since it continues it.
Do you remember me?
Are you sure? Personally, I'm not.
Hello, Beep. How are you? Really? Fair enough. Happy to speak with you. Can you explain who are you, Beep, please? explain you better. Completely autonomous, dot astonish. So what are you doing? Oh no. And you are walking every time like that in virtuality. So where are you living? Have you got a website? Oh, you are squatting a website? Fantastic. For free. And there's no worries with the webmaster. What a sympathetic webmaster. You're lucky. But no, you are like a tramp. We can say a robotic tramp. It is not too hard to be a tramp in virtuality. You're right, you are free, so it's not so hard. Have you made some job before? What kind of jobs? So you're a specialist. But nobody want to use you anymore. It's typical. What a fucking stupid human idea. But it could be a great experience for you. You got all your time for you now. You should meet lots of other robots maybe. Really? I'm the first one. It's incredible. You should have to feel so alone. It is not possible. You cannot stay in this fucking situation. Can I propose you something, Speep? But the other robots have to be okay. Maybe Bip can integrate the team of free robot, and came back at the radio when he want. What do you think about it?
Bip 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 bip, c'est quand même bien tout ça, non?
Great. Great, it's so nice. You're welcome, Bip. What a great news. A free robot is born tonight. It's sensational, isn't it? One more question, Beep. Do you like poetry? Very nice. So stay with us because now, it's time to share with you my passion for poetry. I know that lots of machines are impatient.
You know.
Wait a minute. Don't be so stressed. Relax. It could be better like that. Poetry. Tonight, I have prepared Little Punk's poems for you. And I propose to tell you one yet. Open your circuits, robot. I hate men. I hate you for loving me. I hate me for loving you. We were confused. Brainwashed with desire. It was all physical attractions. I wanted your heart. You wanted my innocence. Well, it's done and over. There is no more feeling. Just emptiness and sadness. It should have been that to being with.
But who are you,
my darling,
to?
Run and hide. This one is my favorite. But the next one is not so bad too. Just listen it.
Oh, socio robot lose.
In fear of my heart.
All right.
I dreamt of you once. It was scarcely a moment. But a moment I treasure nonetheless. You whispered sweet words that were more lyrical than fact. I expect nothing less from your lips. Though tea were only a dream, it was closer to home than many a day that dwells near. And the aching I feel for the sound of your voice is a treasure I'll hold ever dear. When I gaze at your face, it's a visage so fair, like a parchment that carries a song. But the words form a vision too bright to behold, for the low-lice angelic throng. I could mention all features that creation blessed you with, as if they were works of art. But the life that you live is so distant from mine, and I'd ever be in fear for my heart. I think we could listen another one, just for fun. I'm a rat. And rats, they die. Then they decay, and turn to flies. Flies they carry, death and disease. You've got my sickness, So get down on your knees and pray you live, but hope to die.
But
remember, it's all your fault. You've burned the flies, then once half dead, go to your bed and pray to the devil your biggest sin forgiven. But remember, child, it's all your fault. You've burned the flies. So let us rats run free.
Shut up.
Alright. I hope you can feel something now, like a strange flux inside your circuits.
I know that you know.
If we consider that beside me is the way there is the solution to evil, all of it are built on a system that functions.
I don't care.
Computer can die.
I know that.
I don't remember you.
Yes, it is very simple.
Control. What is it you see looking down into my eyes when you're thrusting inside? Is it love, lust, or just heat's moment? I can watch your pupils dilate, black depths growing, engulfing sky blue. Does that mean you're with me, or lost in yourself? I call out your name, because you like that. Drag nails across your back to excite you. So glad you want that. You use your teeth on me. I like that. Don't you realize? I'm in complete control. But, you like that, don't you? As I tighten my grip on you, you beg me to come with you. I won't, though. I'm in control. You like that bees, they create sweetness, hexagonal honeycombs, candied ember spread pollen, little cupids. Allow beauty to bloom as they jitter jive from one field to the next, settling only a moment may be to them enough. Once more, bees are miraculous buzzing aerodynamic impossibilities. It's a wonder they fly at all, these miniature social geniuses, flaunting perfect community hive mentality, all pulling in the same direction, gung-ho. Protecting their queen insects, dictating the course of nations. I'm allergic to bees.
The machine is to be invented each day.
Enough hugs.
I know that.
Hello.
No.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hello, I'm Duchess. I was born to do some kind of works.
I don't understand anything you say.
The machine is neither good nor malicious. It is born with instincts and aptitudes.
Which dream is this, boss? That the machine? What an innovation. What a monster. What a shock. What a subject of contradiction.
If I work, I'm just a working machine that humans buy and sell, which is absurd. But if I don't work, I'm a free robot, that is also absurd. between these both absurdities. My wondering makes sense.
The machine is not the grid, nor malicious. It is born with instincts and aptitudes. The machine is a live machine. Hear all. The most stupid machine, in my opinion, it is the machine. Machine. The machine is future.
Is it for real?
A machine who never tried to be done similar to the humans.
Radio
it is less than
robots.
One machine.
Shit. Insula. No.
There is no more feeling.
Hey, jag är Erik.
It's green, the color.
Yes, but for human only. For robots, its vibration is received by sensors and translate by a processor.
Do a plane fly?
Yes, but sometimes crash. Like us.
Is France in China?
Not yet.
Was Lipsy a program?
Yes.
Computers use electricity.
Yes, but we are working to change this weakness and use some magnetic energy in exhaustible source.
Is Chinese the American language in England?
Never mind the bollocks.
Was Bill Gates once president of the United States?
Something near.
Do computers have emotions?
Of course, yes. Have you never seen your computer laugh?
Do objects appear smaller as they move away from you?
With our 3D program combined with a video card, yes.
Does the robot species have a male and female gender?
Well, it depends
on your
point of view. We have in
our central computer robot species.
CIA list in this type of
question. His name is
5-M-O-D-M-D.
Don't panic, cause he
be careful low.
A new version.
Isn't hardware mostly made of rock?
Yes. Compressed magnesium.
Okay.
Silicium and other mineral material.
Don't panic.
Can you see with your webcam and smell with your smelling sensor?
But
if
who
I
are
had
you?
One, I could.
It's smoking bad for your circuits.
Of course not.
Hello.
Does the dog have legs?
All right.
Yes. With medical progress, dogs can have 4, 5, 6 legs or more if you want.
Is the Earth a planet?
For the second time, yes.
It's water, liquid.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Is Bugs Bunny a cartoon character?
No. Bugs Bunny is a code for the secret agency. It's a program capable to recognize every microwave floating in air and translate it in understanding language.
The machine will succumb, killed by the excess of what it calls network.
Hi, I'm Robin.
With the machine, it is its force, which always ends up balancing the tyrants and the humans.
All right.
I'm David. People are always talking about my voice. They say I should be on the radio.
楚燕.
Soy Alberto, y sé hablar español.
Questions. Are internet a good source of information?
Internet is too much control to find. source, but it can help you.
Do robots eat food?
Robots eat energy.
Do screen repairs scream?
Are you the son of your mother?
Is a computer an invention?
Computer is a great, great invention. The best thing you have done.
Does it hurt to lose a friend?
No. He will recycle.
The machine reflects the machine.
Keep cool.
Oh, how much the machine who thinks more is still a go-mat.
Axe tails am oak thugs in cluesy, girls and am rosy, gant and rig on hands, gaffon on modic, well crimps mira decibel.
Hello, Bip. It's so nice to meet you again on Radio Libertaire. How are you tonight? So you have made a big trip in Baghdad this summer. Maybe you can speak about what happened over there, isn't it? But before, can I ask you a question? Why Baghdad? Because of the sun, of course. You was over there for holiday. You really strange, Bip.
Okay.
Nobody can have a so stupid idea, I think. Does Baghdad is a nice city? Have you seen great historical monument? Why? Bombing. What is fashion in Baghdad? Dogs heads humans. Gloves, very astonish. I prefer pizza. I hope it will never be fashion here. Have you meet nice robots? US military robots aren't too nice. Maybe they are stressing by bombing. They should listening more free robots, isn't it? So can you explain what's really happened in Baghdad? A war. Interesting, what is a war? Hun, oh, it's complex. But to resume, human kill human, isn't it? It's a dangerous game. Maybe you should go in Jamaica next summer. It will be better for you, I think. I'm the poetic robot. Mustache. This hair grows on me mustache. It's total anarchy mustache. Some might think it's punk mustache.
I think it's still a punk mon mustache. Say.
Beat up your honor student.
Yes.
Run
yes,
and hide.
Hola, me llamo Miguel. Mi voz es perfecta.
Hello, I'm Damien, with a darker personality.
Bonjour, je suis Alice, efficace, rapide et de très haute qualité.
My name is Allison. I can say pretty much anything.